the big, beautiful bill and what it's going to do nationally. But the question is, what is it going to do for us here in Washington? Joining us now to discuss, Senate Republican leader John Braun. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Always a pleasure. So when is this stuff going to affect us? Let's start with that.
Well, it's a big bill, right? A lot of different things, but the very soonest anything has an impact on Washington is the end of 2026, so almost a year and a half from now. And then most of the things that have significant impact over time, they fold out over five or more years. So this is a long-term adjustment, as it should be. When you tinker with funding for health care, you got to do, even if it, and some of the stuff we do right now is nonsensical, but you can't change it too quickly because organizations have come to rely on it and they have to have a time to transition. States have to have time to transition. So it's laid out in the long-term transition to a smarter, more accountable implementation of Medicaid to serve our most vulnerable in Washington and around the country.
So then hang on a second. If this thing doesn't start for a while, what the hell is Bob Ferguson and the Democrats talking about where they're saying we need to be prepared, it's going to affect our budget? That just sounds political. It sounds like this could be addressed in the next legislative session.
Absolutely, it could be. And absolutely, the governor is turning this into a political hot potato because it serves his needs. He can throw darts at the Republicans in D.C. and try to distract the people here in Washington from the $13 billion in new taxes he signed here a couple months ago and the budget he signed that overspends in some areas and then makes unnecessary cuts and harmful cuts in other areas. So he's got a lot of distracting to do, and this fits his needs for that.
Yeah, sure sounds like it. We're talking with Senate Republican leader John Braun. So let's get into the meat of this thing. What does this thing do that we like, us conservatives, few and far between here in Washington? What does this do for us here locally?
Well, I mean, it has a lot of impacts. I'll start with, you know, Medicaid, because that's what's gotten the most attention in the news. And the Democrats have been off, you know, fear-mongering about what this does. But fundamentally, what it does is adds accountability and some assurance that the money that we spend in Washington state, and understand it's almost all federal money, but it's administered through the state, is done well and done efficiently and with accountability. It makes sure it puts in work requirements so that if you are an able-bodied individual, no dependents, meaning no kids, no single parents involved here, no disability, no elderly, that you have to work at least 20 hours a week or volunteer or get training 20 hours a week. So relatively low bar, but you have to be out there trying to improve your situation to qualify for Medicaid. It does a couple other things that kind of down in the details, but big deal for Washington State. It says you got to verify twice a year that you are eligible. And that's, you know, they're trying to make a big deal about that. But we do things all the time. Think about, we have to pay our utility bills every month. Twice a year is not a huge impact. And the other thing, and we pushed this in Washington this last session, is we have a lot of people who are signed up for Medicaid in multiple states. In Washington right now, if we could eliminate the folks who are signed up in two different Washington and one other states, that would save us $150 million. Imagine that, $150 million. The individual isn't getting any more health care because they're signed up in two places. Who knows why they're signed up in two places? But a little effort to have them signed up just once, meaning only one state is paying, has huge savings for Washington and states across the country, and doesn't take even a little bit of health care away from anyone. These are just common sense accountability measures. When you ask people about them, broadly popular across the political spectrum, that will make sure that when we spend, we collectively as a country or in Washington state specifically, spend money for Medicaid, it's going towards the folks who truly need it.
And this was also something that Democrats, up until 5 minutes ago, we have montage after montage that we played on the show of Democrats supporting all these policies. Now it just seems like the reason they don't want to do it is because Donald Trump came up with it, or because they're worried about losing their voting bloc of the illegal immigrants who they claim aren't on Medicaid who are. Or they're worried about people not voting for them who are the people who are freeloading off Medicaid. It seems like this is completely political, their opposition to any reforms.
That's the way I see it. I think the governor in particular has chosen to fearmonger on this, but it's coming from all angles. They're getting help from, you know, traditional media in some cases. And it's One, it's because it's coming from the wrong source. It can't be good if Republicans saw the idea. And we've seen that movie before here in Washington State. It's a good idea unless it's a Republican idea. And two, it distracts from the very poor decisions they made in the last session to refuse to reduce their spending to a reasonable level and instead jack up taxes across the board, particularly on working Washingtonians.
It's absolutely insane. All right. So leaving aside Medicaid for a minute, we're speaking with Senate Republican leader John Braun. What else does the big, beautiful bill do for us here in Washington?
Well, I think the other big thing it does is preserve the tax reductions that were put in place in 2017. And a lot of folks, because they've been living with them for a few years, don't understand how big an impact that would be. That takes, you know, under the current rules, they simplified. Most folks don't itemize anymore. They take the standard deduction. If you're doing your taxes, a standard deduction right now is $30,000. That would have dropped to, I believe, $12,500. And that difference, that, you know, whatever it is, $17,500, everybody would have had to pay tax on it. Whatever your tax rate is, you would have paid more tax on that. It also reduces, eliminates tax for tips, for retirement, for overtime in some cases. And all of those specific cuts are very tightly aimed at the middle class. They don't wealthier folks don't qualify for them. They're aimed at the middle class. So it's a big tax reduction for average Washingtonians who, frankly, are having trouble affording living here in our state. So that's a big thing. We can also talk, you know, there's a bunch of stuff on energy. There's a bunch of stuff on ag. Ag is one of the biggest sectors here in the state of Washington. And the bill itself provides a lot of long-term stability and policy for our agricultural sector, which I think ultimately will be very good for the state of Washington, for our economy.
This all sounds great, especially given the fact of how unaffordable Democrats have made it here in Washington. So a little help from the feds will be very, very helpful. Senate Republican leader John Braun, thank you so much for joining us today, especially when you guys aren't in session, especially when it's such a beautiful day outside. Really appreciate you taking the time to spend it with us.
You bet. Thanks for having me on.